This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank approving its first loan to China. The $250 million U.S. dollar loan will be used to build a natural gas pipeline network in the suburbs of Beijing. More than 210,000 households in over 500 villages expected to be covered through the AIIB loan. After being completed in 2021, the project expected to help wean Beijing off of coal-fired power generation. The presidents of China and Algeria exchanging congratulatory messages following the successful launch of an Algerian satellite by China's Space Administration. Algeria's first communication satellite, the Alcomsat-1, put into orbit early Monday on a Long March 3B rocket. The Alcomsat-1 now entering its preset orbit. Advancements in China's space program, seeing a growing number of countries contracting China to put their satellites into space. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arriving in New Delhi for a trilateral meeting among the foreign ministers from Russia, India, and China. This represents the first high-level visit to India since the two sides peacefully ended a military standoff earlier this year along the border in southern Tibet. The three-way discussions expected to touch on a number of areas, including anti-terrorism and the Belt and Road Initiative, a joint communique due to be released after the session. South Korea, the United States, and Japan have kicked off their latest maritime exercises in the waters near the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The trilateral missile tracking drill aimed at detecting and tracking potential ballistic missile launches by North Korea. The two-day exercise follows North Korea's test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile in late November. The drill, the sixth of its kind to be put on by the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. Canada's largest city, Toronto, holding a ceremony to mark the 80th anniversary of the Nanjing Massacre. The ceremony comes some 2 months after the Provincial Parliament of Ontario approved the motion to designate December 13th as a commemorative day for the Nanjing Massacre. Around 300,000 people were killed in a six-week rampage after Japanese troops captured the then Chinese capital on December 13th, 1937. Construction of the Shanghai Yangshan Deep Water Port, the world's biggest automated container terminal, has started trial operations. The project, using automated handling equipment designed and manufactured here in China, a domestically developed automatic management system also being used at the port to maintain safety and efficiency. Once it enters full operation, the fourth phase of the Yangshan port will initially be able to handle 4 million TEUs, or 20-foot equivalent units. The number will expand to 6.3 million TEUs in the future. The highest wooden pagoda in Asia has been burned down in Sichuan. The main hall of the temple complex in the city of Mianzhu catching fire on Sunday, with the flames spreading to the nearby pagoda and another building on the site. No casualties have been reported. The 15-story wooden pagoda had been undergoing renovations. It was originally built in the 16th century during the Qing Dynasty, but was being rebuilt after being leveled in the 2008 Wenchuan earthquake. So far, it remains unclear what sparked the original blaze. Foreign ministers from the Arab League urging the U.S. to abandon its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, saying the move will increase violence throughout the region. After a drawn-out meeting in Cairo, the ministers from Arab League member states have blasted Trump's decision, saying it has no legal effects. The Arab League planning to seek a U.N. Security Council resolution rejecting the move. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is set to appeal to congressional lawmakers for a one-year extension of the martial law provisions which have been in effect on the southern island of Mindanao. The Philippine military is said to be asking for the extension. Duterte declaring martial law on the whole of Mindanao in May after Islamist extremists took control of the southern city of Marawi. It's triggered a five-month battle between government security forces and pro-Islamic State militants. Duterte extending the military rule of law to the end of this year amid the battles to try to regain control of Marawi. A former co-star of Dustin Hoffman is now accusing the Oscar-winning director of sexual harassment claims. Catherine Rossiter sharing her alleged sexual experiences with Hoffman during the 1984 Broadway production of Death of a Salesman. Rossiter claims Hoffman would often put his hand up her costume and request massages. Rossiter's accusations come less than a month after the first Hollywood insider accused Hoffman of groping her and making inappropriate comments when she was 17 years old and an intern on the set of the 1985 TV movie of the same play. Hoffman has denied the allegations. Hoffman, now 80 years old, has been known for his versatile portrayals of ordinary people. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.